Good morning, and once again, and welcome to the Winners and Losers radio program. It's 10 a.m. on a Friday, and we've been playing some jazz. We're recording now. My good pal, Kieran Ballantyne's doing some business today, you know, taking care of stuff. And so she's not here either. And it's just me, and I'm going to just depress the hell out of you for a couple of minutes, so you might want to tune out. Hey, the Palestinian Authority, whatever it is, in Gaza, I'm not sure what's left of it right now, announced 6,740-some people killed. That's their count. Since the Israelis started their offensive, or start and stop, whatever. And I guess they're headed to 10,000, so they can go 10 to 1. You know, you kill one of us, we'll kill 10 of you. Or maybe they're going to go to 20 to 1. You know, like you killed 1,000 Israelis, so we're going to kill 20,000 Palestinians. By the way, who's median age is something like 19 or 20 or 20, something. It's very low. No one's living very long in Gaza. I know there's a lot of opinions on this, so I'll just state mine that neither Benjamin Netanyahu nor whoever is running Hamas, and certainly not Joe Biden or previous presidents of the United States and various military establishments in the United States, have been making a fortune off selling Israeli weapons and using Israel as a proxy in Mideast policy of the United States, which, let's just be frank, has, you know, for most of the last 100 years, been a multinational oil company policy designed to remove any interference in American oil companies extracting enough oil at a cheap enough price to satisfy the immense expansion of U.S. energy, manufacturing, certainly transportation, cars, highways, interstates, et cetera, et cetera. So no one's innocent in the slaughter that's going on now. And I'm not sure if not the Palestinian resistance, Hamas, I have no idea what their thinking is on this, but I mean, it seems to me that I'm not sure they're not the least to blame in the whole shebang going forward, or going back 60 years now, in which the occupation of Palestinian land has indeed turned the country into an apartheid, racially, religiously divided society with no pretense of equal rights whatsoever. So, you know, we're going to end up in a mythological story, kind of like Medea, betrayed by Jason, kills their children in revenge. And so, you know, we have a tragedy of an immense order going on, and Joe Biden is, I think he's already attacked Syria. He's getting ready to attack Iran again. He's got his aircraft carrier there in the right, sit there waiting to take on anybody that wants to exploit while Israel's busy ethnically cleansing Gaza, obliterating Hamas, which is a fairly deeply embedded organization, almost a quasi-government in the Gaza Strip. So there we are. And I would just say that we're headed toward a cliff. Biden's going to turn into a Lyndon Johnson. If he's not ready, if he hasn't already, he's going to. If he heads down this road any further, Ukraine, he has no end in sight there. You know, every day he's in it proves more and more that it has nothing to do with Ukraine and everything to do with NATO. You've got a sharpening conflict with China. You have a sharpening conflict with everybody. Except, you know, the European Union was all behind you, but now Germany is deciding it can't afford the Ukraine war. And, you know, I won't even go into the economic damage that's on the horizon and in front of us. So there's a ton of bad weather, politically speaking, coming, and it's happening at the same time as the United Auto Workers have won, let's just say frankly, a stunning tentative agreement with the Ford Motor Company. Heralding, we hope, a similar or comparable just redress of grievances and income loss by automobile workers over the past, especially the past 5 years. And so looks like, you know, the struggle of Sean Fain and group, newly elected leadership group in the UAW, has found struck a chord with the auto workers across the country who have stood by his strategy on the strike, the stand-up strike, just with marvelous discipline and unity. And this despite the fact that his rise to the presidency of the union, Sean Fain, I'm talking about, was, you know, hotly disputed by different factions and groups within the union. UAW has a long and complicated history. But in any event, I witnessed myself, you know, from the picket line in Martinsburg, not originally some of the supporters of Sean Fain, say right out loud, if he helps us win this struggle, I'll support him for life. Well, so far, so good, brother Sean Fain. So far, so good. And so we just got to hope for the best there. But to keep everything, you know, in this entire matter in perspective, we're going to play a Harbinger song that I used to play a lot on the radio and in times that were less perilous than the ones we're currently in. To be truthful, and it scared me then, and I think it's gonna keep scaring me now. It's from an old group now called the Mothers of Invention, featuring the lead singer, long gone now, Frank Zappa, and. We'll give this a listen. Yeah.
Well, I'm about to get sick from watching my TV. checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to prayer every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched the riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, 'cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. 'Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These times to hear something would say, you want to go and do your in, 'cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. Sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. 'Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Hey, you think that's bad? This guy that killed 18 people, firearms instructor, sounds like a troubled individual. Still on the loose. Looks like he planned the whole thing, too. Didn't like his social club. Murdered everybody in it. Automatic weapons, the usual. Yeah, right. You know, just an accident. Just a freak. Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. Hey, take a look at this next one.
Postcards of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row, Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one little one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, he belonged to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars they're just pretending to hide, the fortune telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed his cigarette. And he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know Casanova. He's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. when you ask me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I cannot read too well, don't send me no more letters, no, unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Yeah, well, that's Mr. Bob, of course, on the subject of desolation. A persistent problem, it seems, we got going on here. Let me see if I got everything turned on correctly. Let me go forward here. Yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Yeah, we're okay. Check one, two, check one, two. That's a little better. Okay. anyway, well, I put out that sort of bad news piece, and I'm afraid I got more to come here, because I'm trying to see a light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm not seeing one. And I remember this happened, although I didn't notice it for a while, to Lyndon Johnson, where he was putting forward this great agenda of reforms, heralded by Dr. Martin Luther King, but getting passed into law by the magical legislative lubrications, whatever, of Lyndon Johnson. Made it real, the Great Society, Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, all, you know, bore the imprint of his commitment to civil rights at a fairly deep level. And as his biographers later showed, was born and bred at a young age from relations in childhood with Mexican-Americans families. Some of whom were very involved in care for him. So it's a complicated picture that nonetheless he got sucked into the horror of the Vietnam War. Well, we won't review all of that here except to say that the damage it did to the United States was very serious. And judging by the continued succession of pointless, in the end, military adventures, failed adventures, adventures that, even if they were a success, left a failed state in their wake. And it's like this poison, this cancer of we need to dominate in order to be secure. That ideology. It's killing us. It killed a lot of other people, but it's killing us. And the Israeli mess, the Ukrainian mess, it's really a NATO mess. You know, that's why Putin is doing what he's doing. It's because NATO kept expanding eastward toward him with a plan to overthrow him. And it's not really a secret, you know, except people lie about it all the time. But it's been plain ever since the so-called Washington Consensus, founded by Clinton, as to how to fix Russia. You know, you want to know who created the oligarchs in Russia? Well, it was the Clinton Russian policy team, very liberal. But you know, there's no point in it. Point was, it's just, you know, Cold War by another name, and it's led to where we're at, which is not good. We're not winning it. It can't be won anymore. You can't have globalized commerce, relations, arts, circulation of sciences, ideas, without having global politics. And you can't have global politics if you're going to blow each other up or just use military power, for example, to gain economic advantage where it's not even merited. So, you know, which ends up not working, and therefore, you know, things don't get any better. But that doesn't change the attitude of military establishments toward what constitutes security. And these guys carry an awesome amount of influence. I think Biden's an example of that. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, what's the alternative? There's this guy running for president who's been indicted by 190 counts, different courts, some state, some federal, and he's still running for president. He defies orders to shut his mouth about saying bad things about the judges who's running his case or in charge of the case. He's defying them all, and he's still, nobody's touching him yet. Why isn't he arrested? Anybody else? They'd be gone. They might even be secretly disappeared to Guantanamo or some rendition joint. But not Mr. Trump. No. Mm-mm. Anyway, well, that says something right there. I mean, maybe it'll happen tomorrow. All right. Let's get to it. But, you know, doubts arise. Let's return to my next depressing tune here. Here we go. This one will knock you out. This is what it's all about.
It's a movie and the whole world is viewing it. In the popcorn, it's dreams come, but we're always chewing it. Sun is by God, but the costume's by the devil. And the screenplay is adapted from a book that's embezzled. This is where I grew up, this is where I grew proud. This is where neighbors never say music is too loud. This is where the streets have no name, but they have history. This is loss is victory. Oh, my name, it ain't itself and I tried flying. I had an uprising in my soul. The left was fighting the right, and the right was fighting the light, and the light was blind in the night, and the night woke up in tears. When my fingers went to wipe them, they became a poem, but to write them, they would have to speak tears in another language that would take years. Now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, the words fill my head and fall to the floor. If God's on your side, then would you ever need more?
One, two, one, two.
I was dead.
Yes, well, the people of Lewiston, Maine have been ordered to shelter in place for another day. My question is this order going to spread? Apparently, the suspect, person of interest, left his car by a river, indicating that he had a boat there that he took. Of course, tracking by river, a little more difficult than, depending on a number of variables, than by car. So at least the dogs won't be as useful. So we're going to shelter in place. I wonder if this could spread to other communities, that maybe it would be a good idea to shelter in place. I know you're supposed to go to work tomorrow, but perhaps you should shelter in place. We have security problems, but that's okay. We have a dominate and gain security through domination is our national policy, and you know that's just what's happening. Now, what you see going around is a number of insane individuals at loose. Armed, of course, and they're out there. You have to shelter in place. Yeah. you have to shelter in place. Well, we have our freedoms that we have to defend, and but it would be best if you disarmed. If we could just be more peaceful. Walk peaceful on the earth, as Thich Nhat Hanh said. What do we need any guns? And by, if God's on our side, what possible weapon should we need? I mean, seriously. I mean, really. Okay. But, nonetheless. Nonetheless, a God-fearing fascist has just taken over the speakership of the United States Congress. Shelter in place. And he's going to be in charge of what we spend money on or not. I understand he had a prayer session in the thing. I mean, oh my God. You know, there I go, calling upon him himself. Could you, yeah, is it time to question the entire concept of republicanism? The idea that you can have this mess we call going on. They call it a democracy when you have gulfs of wealth and power in this country that exceed anything that any empire in history ever, ever accumulated. So there you go. And you're going to put a big thing on it and call it a republic because it's got two political parties, both, I'm going to say, decisively influenced by billionaires. But and struggling to maintain a mandate, really, and completely hostage to a militaristic, imperialistic foreign policy. I mean, even when it makes no sense whatsoever. when there's nothing to dominate. You know, like when you went into Afghanistan to dominate it, what do you mean you were going to dominate? You're going to run up, you're going to the 58th state? What do you mean? You're going to appoint a governor? Who? An Islamic? A Christian? How about the guy that's the current Speaker of the House to run? Well, it just gets more absurd the more you start thinking about it, especially in this world. I suppose in the 19th century, if you're the UK, Britain, and you got India as a colony, I suppose you could, you know, stick your head up your butt and imagine that you're going to keep something like that. But no. All right. So there is my rant. And now we have a further descent, a matter of decay. Let's hear it.
Guess it has been a minute, and the South Pole ain't felt right without the pen and its inference and have been sitting submissive. But nothing bringing Jimmy back, you know that. Praying to waste the wishes, I made a decision. Carry on a living indeed. Though the muse moving decreased speed due to the weight, my dude lose patience with me. Favor the blue, you knew what I was training to be. I came for the taking of something ain't seen back in Henry. The proximity to Knox Sports, not giving any but cause the envy. Lord, when have we fought the enemy with more than a fortitude? We storming the port of entry, your memory of the James clan. My symphony get the flames, fan to conquer. When the song come on, pay the band. Send a percentage back, old or mold. Factor in a state tax, or waive it if it go to pave tobacco road. Some memories I kept, others left, others I must have let go to protect. Hold a check for the road I set. Ready? No, not yet. But let me know when I return to collect. They never found me, cause Valerie's boy had a different rhythm to play to. When he gon' use his tools to break through. Mindful of the nights in that state. Who they say life is what you make it, when really life is what makes you. Paying homage with a big nod to Aubrey. Them schools failed me, thank God. The farm taught me the value of a callous hand. How to work in plattest land. How even a modest crop will make you pop the proudest man. Harvest of 1,000 fans. Sands of grandma seeds broadcast through loudspeakers in the weeds. I was born last. Profound effect on my volume. Plus the readiness to fill it in the field. You should hear what they call them regardless. I should have spent another year on the bottom tier instead of trying to dodge what it was. I thought got him here. 89. The number 84 lumber, another summer fighting for cash to mass on the likening of cycles I seen. Those not keen on college lost direction or went to be correctional officers. No opportunity was offered us. I had my sights on being gone for they cut the lights on. Ryan's song, right or wrong, tired, tighter. I'm tired of buying into guidance for a ride. My father fought it with firearms and died in the trauma. The violence spawned a child of drama. No wonder he prone to wander, knowing his home is haunted. Praying it over yonder. They still know how much I love them. I just had to go, had it with the status quo. They asking me if I'll be back when I'm old. In fact, no, these are my last tracks along Tobacco Road. But I forever call it home, and I feel it whenever I call home. Whenever I call home, I forever call it home, and I feel it whenever I call home. Whenever I call home, yeah, I forever call it home, and I feel it whenever I call home. Whenever I call home. Yeah, I forever call it home, and I feel it whenever I call home.
Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead I was torn. La la la, la la la, my heart bled fear. La la la, la la la, my eyes shed tears.
A poor black ghetto child, he can't shoot and he can't go run the mile. There's no school and the kids go running wild. The police and the courts wanna run the mile. He's so poor and the po-po hate him all.
Been listening to the Winners and Losers radio program for Friday, October the 27th, 2023. And we thank you for joining us today and for pondering the both the magnificent and the terrible. And I wish you a good day, sir. Remember, shelter in place.